This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 697. Don't you dare miss this episode. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
How do you use dare in different conversation situations to convey different things? Find out today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's going on, Michelle?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. So, Michelle, have you been to Times Square lately? Do you ever go to Times Square?
I try to avoid it because it's so crowded, but I actually was there recently.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Would you, if you were going out for a drink, would you dare buy a martini in Times Square? That rhymes actually.
Dare in Square. I don't think so. I imagine it would be really expensive, right?
Oh yeah. I would think so. Just because everything is so marked up over there, you know? I mean, we can give some advice to our listeners. Michelle, if people want a true New York experience, where should they go instead of Times Square if they want to like really see how the locals live?
I would say either the Village. I really like the Village, or also like Upper West Side or something like that.
Yeah, Upper West Side. I like Union Square too.
Union Square I love. Yep.
I think Union Square is like the Times Square, but for locals.
Wait, have I ever told you that phrase? Because somebody once told me that and I liked it so much. It's so true.
No, I think that's good. That goes
it's
around.
Like what people say.
That goes around. Yeah.
It goes around.
So. But at the same time, I mean, I'm always telling people not to go to Times Square, but who's to say what is a true New York experience? Like maybe if people came from other parts of the world, wanted to experience New York and they didn't go to Times Square and see the bright lights, they would feel like they missed out. So
exactly. You gotta go. Like you can miss that.
Yeah. But, yeah. You gotta at least walk through it. But I wouldn't dare buy a martini in Times Square either.
What about this? Lindsay, have you ever played Truth or Dare?
Truth or Dare? Oh my gosh. I have played before, but I don't like to because I don't like to end up in situations that are just awkward, you know?
Oh yeah. It can be a very uncomfortable game.
It's supposed to be an uncomfortable game, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. So before we get into the topic, before we let you guys guess what we're talking about today, I want to remind you, if you're taking the IELTS exam this year, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. Just trust me, just do it. You're going to love it. You're going to love the tips you're going to get over there, and you're going to get your 7 or higher. Okay. So, Michelle, what are we talking about today?
Today we have a question from a listener about the word dare.
I know. And we're going to give you guys all kinds of fun expressions using the word dare. So let's just jump into it and read this listener's question. Michelle, would you do the honors?
Of course. Here
Thank
we
you.
Go.
Okay.
Hey, Lindsay, can you girls make a podcast episode on the word dare, the expression, I dare you? What exactly does it mean? And when and how do you use it? For example, don't you dare, I dare you, how dare you, I dare say, etc. I really appreciate your hard work, and I'm looking forward to more great episodes. Love you, chicas, Alicia. Aw, thanks. Love you, too.
That's so nice. Love these questions. Love them. Guys, if you have a good question, very specific question. This one was good because it was specific.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, all the questions this week, Michelle, have been great, and they've been very specific. So we like that. Go to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Send them to me, and you will hear your name on the show and your question. Cool.
Absolutely.
So let's just jump into it, Michelle. Let's not hold back here. I mean, what does dare mean?
So dare, the verb is to have the courage to do something, right? Yeah. Or to defy or challenge someone to do something, right?
So it's used in a couple of different ways. Mm-hmm. And then it can also be used as a noun, right? And if we use it as a noun, it's just a challenge, or it's kind of a way to prove your courage, right? You took on a dare, okay? Okay. So what are the expressions? We're really just going to answer our listener's question here for Alicia here and give you guys the meanings of the phrases that she asked us for, right? So when we say, I dare you, that's the first way we could use this that would be super common, would help you connect with natives, guys. What would that mean if we said that? I dare you.
It's like, I challenge you to do something crazy.
Exactly, exactly. And something crazy would be like this. Let's do a quick role play, Michelle.
Okay.
So guys, when you're listening to native speakers in a conversation, there's this thing that they do called hedging. Do you know what it is and how to recognize it? Do you know how to understand when they're doing it? We'll give you a video lesson on this, and you'll meet Coleman, who's a gun salesman at a gun show that I attended in Texas this summer. So go to allearsenglish.com/adventure to get this super unique lesson for free. allearsenglish.com/adventure.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so we're in a library right
now. In a library, okay. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lindsay, I dare you to stand on your chair right now and start singing. This library is too quiet.
Oh, Michelle, you're crazy.
Oh, come on. I double dare you.
That makes me feel like kids would say that to each other. Like, I double dare you. Didn't kids say, like, I double dog dare you or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a quirky kid phrase. But yeah, a kid would be more likely to say, I dare you, or I double dare you, right? It's kind of a young, like, juvenile thing to say. But I suppose adults could say it in conversation.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What do I think? I mean, I could see adults saying it, just like having a fun time with friends. I mean,
just having fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're having fun. Like maybe you're at a bachelorette party and you dare the bride to do something, you know, that sort of thing. It's just fun, lighthearted, you know, challenging someone to do something. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the second way, the second tone that we're using here and expressions is when we're scolding someone. Okay.
Right. So if you say, you could say like, don't you dare, right? So that's just like that too, like that tone, don't you dare.
It's a warning. Ooh.
Right. So it's like warning someone not to do something because there will be consequences.
Yeah. I'm thinking of my niece. Don't you dare go for that last piece of cheese. You've had your dinner, you've had your dessert, like, or I don't know, whatever it is. It's often like a parent scolding a child or warning a child rather.
Right.
Yeah. Did your parents say this to you a lot, don't you dare, when you were a kid?
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sure they said it once or twice, right? It's pretty common, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of strong though.
Yeah, it definitely is kind of serious sounding, don't you think?
It's kind of serious. Yeah, it's kind of serious. And then it's in a similar way, we use the phrase, how dare you, when you have...
How dare you.
How dare you. When you've already done the thing and the person's upset with you for doing it. And the person is basically saying, how could you do that?
Right, right, right. Exactly. How dare you?
Yeah. And we'll give you guys an example here. So in this situation, we have a mother and the mother's 10-year-old daughter. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, honey, did you finish your homework?
Yeah. Now I'm going out to play with Mike.
Mike, I don't want you hanging around that kid. He's a bad influence on you.
But, Mom, he's my friend.
I don't care. Tell him you can't hang out with him again.
Mom, you're stupid. I hate you.
Don't you dare say that to me again. How long have you been hanging out with this kid? How dare you do something that you knew I disapproved of?
Oh, boy. That's a big fight.
I was so upset. And you were speechless.
Yeah, I was speechless.
You didn't say anything. So these are examples of things that a very upset mother might say to right. their child, right? What did I say here, Michelle?
I said, you're stupid. I hate you. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. And you said, don't you dare say that to me again, right? Because it's already been done and you're upset.
Yeah, exactly. And then I said, well, how long have you been hanging out with this kid? How dare you do something that you knew I disapproved of? Okay.
Right.
Okay. So very strong. And these are examples of how we're using dare in a scolding way or a warning way. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. And then there's one last way that I was thinking that's much less common and it's more formal, Michelle. So this is kind of a bonus for you guys today. But it's when we venture out and we take a risk with something that we think is true, but we don't know for sure. And how would that sound? What's the phrase, Michelle?
Okay, so that would be, I dare say, right? Yeah. So that's very formal sounding for sure.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's very formal and it's almost like upper class sounding, like wealthy sounding to me. I dare say.
It
sounds like, and also old fashioned. Like it sounds like it might come from someone on the Titanic would have said that.
Oh my God.
I dare say, right? So an example of the current example is like, I dare say we're in for a scary 4 years, but honestly, like, you know, with Trump and everything. But right. honestly, I don't see myself using this. So I almost feel like we should just throw it out the window right now. You know, for
yeah, I don't know that I would say it. But again, you know, good to know.
Good to know. You'll Why understand not? It if you hear it. I mean, you know, it's a little old fashioned, a little formal, a little stuffy. But you'll know what it means if you hear it, guys. Okay. So that's that. So those are the ways that in which we can use dare. We've given you guys a bunch of different ways and different phrases, and you know the feelings behind them. That's the important thing to connect.
Exactly. Right. Very important.
All right, Michelle. So we are out of here for today, guys, to save 50% and subscribe to get this, get the transcripts every Monday in your inbox. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Thanks for the question.
Okay, Michelle, it's been fun hanging out.
Yes, you too. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.